Last year's season started off a bit ordinary, a bit tough. We did plant onto a full profile of moisture in October. Not a lot of in-crop rain till we got through till just on Christmas, just enough to keep the crops running. We got through till mid-January and we were positive beneficiaries of the cyclone rainfall that came through on the 26th of January that year, which really kicked our crops along. And then we jagged it again at the end of February with another really good 120-odd mil rainfall event, which pushed those crops through. If we'd have wanted to script how to produce a really good rain-growing crop, that's probably how we would have scripted it.
How did the crop end up? What were the results?
Results last year were fantastic. We've ended up with basically a 10 bale per hectare or 4 bale of the acre average for last season, which is the highest yields that we've ever produced across the farm. We had other yields in the district, 12 and 13 bales to the hectare, rain-grown. It shows that we can do it. The challenge is now, of course, to back it up.
And Mother Nature needs to help you out there. She hasn't really been on your side this year. How has this year been different to last year in terms of growing cotton, dry land?
This year is almost the exact opposite of the previous season. When I say that, again, we started with a full profile of moisture on the country that we wanted to plant cotton on. To date, we've had one 20 mil rainfall event for the summer. So we're now on the 18th of February. So we're a long way behind our average rainfall event. What we have been able to produce has grown totally on stored moisture, and that's got the crop through till about the last week of January. It's starting to hit the wall pretty savagely now. We think we may have a 3 bale per hectare crop this year.
You're one of the few people who actually even put in dry land crop this year. Why did you decide to forge ahead?
Just pure luck in our rotation system, where we work 2 years ahead to try and get a fallow that's full. We were very lucky that we had one farm that had had a minor rainfall event during the fallow to keep the moisture near the top. Certainly the crop we're inspecting at our field day to day, we pushed off about between 100 and 150 mil. That's 4 to 6 inches of dry dirt to get down to the moisture, planted onto that, and we're lucky enough to get it up. We had some other crop where we weren't so lucky in that we didn't have moisture depth. We actually dry planted it and punted on all those extended rainfall events that were promised to us in November, jagged that 120 mil fall and got those crops up. Very, very lucky. Anywhere we had our zero-till fallows, yes, we got a crop in. We got some other country that, for various reasons, was cultivated. They are still fallow.
And we're here today at the Cotton Grower of the Year Field Day. When you were speaking, you described your operation as being simple but regimented. Why is that?
Well, simple in that we're essentially growing two crops. We grow cotton as our money-making crop on a fallow, and we back that up with a double-crop wheat crop, using that wheat crop to give us some stubble cover, fallow cover, and a break in some disease cycles. So some secondary things out of that wheat crop, then fallow that back to cotton. Regimented in that we stick to that program reasonably religiously. You know, even if we get a full profile during the life of that crop, we still stick to our program. And regimented in that every operation we do out there, we've got to make sure that it works.
And you're holding the Cotton Grower of the Year Field Day today. What are you hoping people take away from this day looking at your operation here?
I'm hoping they take away that it is a profitable business. There's a lot of doom and gloom in rural industry. It hasn't rained. Well, we are in Australia. Apparently that's a natural part of our environment. So in the tough years, we've got to suck it up a bit, try and get through those, and be in a position to take advantage then of the good years when they come through. So yes, it is a profitable business. It's not always easy, and you will be rewarded for good management.